Ironized Yeast presents
Lights Out Everybody.
My name, Arch Obler. All my life, I, even as you, have been fascinated by stories of the unusual and of the dark mysteries of the past. This is a story that touches on the supernatural. And no matter how calm you may feel at the moment, perhaps soon you won't be quite so calm.
Frank,
is that good?
You're telling me. Hey, I got another one. Now, this farmer had a daughter.
Oh, no, Frank, that's enough. You watch your driving.
Go on. This bus drives itself.
The steering wheel, sweetie pie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, till the rain stops.
Well, what if it rains all the way down to Mexico?
We'll stop.
Oh, gee. You sure got a nice set of tires on this.
Yeah. That's one thing about that ex-husband of mine. Kept everything he had in perfect condition.
For, me?
That's your face.
I wonder if he'll follow us.
What'd you say?
Sam, follow us.
What for? He got the divorce, didn't he? Anyway, how's he going to follow me? When that judge got through paying me off alimony, there wasn't enough left in the account for Sam to buy roller skates.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. I'm going places. He ain't. He's stuck with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, how do you like that?
What?
Look, up ahead.
Well,
that's the first thing on wheels we've seen on this road since noon.
Hey, what kind of a truck is that?
I don't know. You think I got eyes like an eagle?
No, a wolf.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll catch up to him.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you better not pass it.
Why not?
Goofy-looking truck. Maybe Army.
Are you kidding?
Well, I mean...
Go on. Do you think that's all them Army guys got to do? They think about sticking out their hands and asking, hey, where's your death card?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Frank.
Oh. You're just needling me, huh? Now, Millie, lay off. I told you before, no more of that draft stuff.
Look,
if
Frank,
you want a tin hero in a uniform, you got the wrong guy,
Frank,
baby.
The truck is...
No, draft board's roping me. No, sir.
Frank.
I'm getting so far away, they
Frank,
only
will you
be
listen
able to...
to me? Truck ahead. Look.
Huh? Well, how do you like that?
I don't.
Danger. High explosive.
The minute I saw the red color, but I knew it was something.
So what?
Yeah, pass him up.
Oh, you know me. All right, get over there, get over.
Look at the guy, stand right in the middle.
Come on, one side.
Is he deep or something?
How do you like that guy? Hog in the middle of the road.
Who does he think he is?
Get over, hey, you.
Come on, get the pants off him.
What do you mean?
Come on, cut around him.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not loaded with dynamite, he is.
Well, you're going to follow him all the way? Cut around the shoulder, you've got room.
Okay.
Get over there, you big bum.
Shove over, I'm coming through.
Frank, look out. Tried to kill us.
Yeah. Run us off the road. A guy loaded with dynamite tries to run us off the road. Millie, what's the matter with you? What are you just looking like that for?
Frank.
Yeah. I know it was a close one. But it was your idea passing him up. So he's gone on ahead of us. So what?
Didn't you see?
See what? What?
The driver of the truck. He didn't have a face.
All right. All right, I've heard you once. I've heard you 100 times. So let's not talk about it anymore. Go on. Go on, take another drink.
Bottle's empty.
Well, there's another one in the black suitcase. Reach back.
I don't want any more.
Okay, then. So it's gone on ahead. The road's clear. We're on our way, so forget it.
Without a face.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Sure. What's the matter, baby?
Me seeing things.
Yeah.
Like the song they sing over the radio. I ain't got no body.
Atta, baby, atta, baby, laugh it off.
Sure. This is going to spoil our fun, huh, Frank?
Oh, you're telling me? Listen, once we get over the border...
Frank.
What?
Look ahead, the truck.
Well?
It's there again.
I see it. I got eyes.
But it's that truck.
So what? I've been going fast. I caught up with it. This time I will pass.
Oh, no, Frank.
What do you mean, no? Four-lane road? You can't block me off this time.
Frank, don't. Turn off.
What are you talking about?
Another road. We'll take another road.
This one's the shortest one. We're staying right on this. I'll leave that guy standing still.
What's the matter?
The engine, No, it's all right. Gee, how you like that? Was almost up to him. If the engine would... Now I'll pass that buzzer.
Frank.
What's the matter with this car? There. It's all right again. Well, how do you like that? A second time in a row. Just when I was going to pass him, the engine cuts out.
Yes. Let him go.
Huh? What do you mean, let him go? Ah, there. It's okay. This time I will get around.
Yes, pass him up. I want you to pass him up.
I will. I'll be your son.
What happened again?
You're telling me? Say, what kind of a car did that husband of yours have anyway? This thing's crazy. Just when I'm going to pass him up, the engine cuts out. When I fall behind, it's all right.
Something wrong with engine?
Sure. What do you think I've been talking about? Well, I've had my belly full.
You mean we'll go some other way?
I told you this is the shortest road. Ah, look. Downgrade. Now I'll do it.
What?
Pass him going on down here.
No.
If you think I'm going to follow behind the dynamite truck the rest of the day, you're crazy.
But, Frank...
What's the matter with you? First you want us to pass him and then you don't. He's going downhill in gears. I'm catching up to him as if he was standing still.
Look out, he's cutting to the left.
So what? I'll pass him on the right. All right, you road hogging buzzard. Pull over there. Pull over, I'll knock your ears back on you.
Frank, what is it? Why did you stop?
Didn't you see?
No, my eyes. I was scared. I kept them shut. Frank, what is it?
The truck.
The driver. Frank, you saw what I thought. The face.
No, Millie. As sure as we're sitting here. I'm telling you. There's nobody driving that truck. Just nobody.
How long are we just gonna sit here?
I need another drink.
There ain't any more. Frank, before, when I thought I saw something goofy in that truck, you said I was seeing things.
Huh?
Well, maybe you did too. I mean, the rain and both our nerves being jumpy, so maybe we're just seeing things.
Yeah, seeing things. Yeah, maybe that's it.
All right. Then let's get going, will you? Just sitting here in the car in the rain. Let's get moving.
Okay. You know something?
Why?
I feel okay now.
What you poured down, you ought to.
Goofy. That's what it was. Plain goofy. A crazy truck driver tries to block us off, and I see things. You see things. Goofy. That's what it is.
Yeah. Rain's sure making it dark fast, huh?
Know what I'm going to do?
What?
The next crossroads I'm going to turn on.
But you said...
So I changed my mind. Cut to the right, and the next road going south will take.
Frank.
What?
What if they stop us?
Who?
The cops.
Oh.
So the border patrol, whoever they got guarding the border.
I told you, that guy will meet us at Nogales, and for $200 he'll show us a way. Don't you ever listen to me?
All right, all right.
Dirty truck-driving buzzard.
I never want to see a red truck again as long as I live.
Red. Yeah. Once we get over the border, we'll paint it red all the way down to South America. Hey, baby?
Yeah. That's what I want. Fun the rest of my life.
I told you. You'll get it. Oh, here's where we turn.
Hey! Well, I think how Sam used to worry about these tires.
That junk.
Patriotic duty to save me, said.
I'll bet you he had an American flag embroidered on his chest.
Oh, Frank. Oh, gee, you make me forget anything. How far do we go this way?
I told you. Next road, we'll swing back south and...
Hey.
I see it.
Parked up there.
Yeah.
What are you gonna... Why are you pulling up behind?
I'm gonna wait.
Wait?
You don't think I'm gonna ride past him again, do you?
Then what?
We'll wait. Just wait.
Frank.
Yeah?
Getting dark.
Yeah?
Just sitting here. Rain. Frank, is there somebody in the truck?
There must be.
Who, Frank? Who?
The glove compartment. Open it.
Huh?
I'll give it...
What? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to find out who that guy is up there and why once and for all. Come on. Come on. Come with me.
Oh, no.
You come with me.
My arm.
Come on. I'm telling you, I've had about all I can take.
Stop dragging me along.
I'll tell that guy. Crowding us off the road. Falling to a safe place we go. I'll tell him.
Please let go of me. I don't want to go up there. Let go of me.
All right, mister. All right, come on out of there. Now, you see, Millie? There is a guy driving. Come on, you. Get out of there. All right, I'll drag you out. Come on, open that door. Climb down out of there. All right. I'll open it for you.
Oh no!
The red truck has disappeared in the distance, but the man and woman sit there in the moving automobile with a frightened beyond words. While around them, the rain beats down in the lonely road.
Millie. Millie, stop crying. Stop crying, I tell you, stop it. Keep moving. That's all. Keep moving.
If we only get to some house, people.
Yeah. First house we come to will stop. Sure. Wait till it's light again. People. Safe where there's people.
People will help us, Frank. Anybody will help us.
Yeah. Get the people. The car. Haven't seen a car. Not for miles.
As long as we don't see him.
It's all right. No truck could keep up with us as fast as we've been going.
He could.
No, no. We'll keep on driving. Driving. And that'll be that. You hear me? That'll be that.
I think you're more scared than I am.
Shut up. Look.
What?
No. No, we're still alone on the road. Lift up your face. Look, see on the horizon? The lights? Oh, I'll bet you that's no galley.
Oh, Frank.
Sure. Sure. Once we get there, it'll be all right.
Are you sure, Frank?
Sure, sure. Lights, people, a drink. That's what we need.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep tonight.
Huh?
I said I don't want to sleep tonight. If I close my eyes, I'll see.
Shut up, I don't want to talk about it.
I got to talk about it. Yeah, talk about it now and then. I'll get it all out from inside me and I won't think about it anymore.
Shut up, I tell you.
You got to tell me. in the truck. What I saw wasn't really...
Shut up! You blessed woman, shut up!
Oh, now what are you crying about?
Larry alone. I walked onto my kid for what? For you to yell at me?
Okay, forget it. Look, lights in the skies. It's getting brighter. Oh, we're getting closer, all right.
No.
What?
Car ahead. Did you see?
What are you talking about? There's nothing there.
I saw. There, I saw it again. That taillight.
So what? It's another car. We're getting nearer to town. That's swell. That's what we want, ain't it? Other cars, people, that's what we want.
Frank!
Red truck.
No.
Last you, shut up. You gotta give me a chance to think. All right. Go on. Cry your busted eyes out. I'll get out of this. I will. The rain stopped. Lights ahead. The town. Oh, once I get there, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ditch you. You hear that, Millie? I'm going to ditch you. Sure, all that's happened. That thing up there. It's you that's got it on. You're just a hoodoo to me. Get rid of you and I'll get rid of him up ahead. Go on. Cry. Who cares? I'm ditching you, baby. And there's nothing you can do about it. Sure. Follow him. Get to town. He won't get into town. He couldn't. But I will. And then out you go, baby.
You dirty rat.
You take your car and go right back again, baby. Once we get to No Galleys, I don't want any part of it or you. Hey, look. Gone.
What?
The truck ahead. It's gone. Put on the spotlight. Yeah. Gone, just like that. The minute I even talk about getting rid of you, it's gone.
You walk out on me and I'll kill you.
Yeah? Bright lights, here I come. Clear road ahead.
You're not going to ditch me.
You're in the ditch already, baby.
Sam won't take me back.
Ha ha, you got me crying.
I'll fix you. I'll find you running out in the draft.
Yes, you will.
I'll yell it so loud they heard it back on State Street.
Maybe I'll have to shut your mouth.
Touch me and I'll tear your eyes out.
All right, baby. I've had enough today. What's happened? What I saw in that truck? It all adds up to one thing. No matter what I gotta do for it, I gotta get rid of my hoodoo. You. Yeah. Even if I have to kill you.
Frank.
You're gonna be smart, eh, baby?
Frank, behind us.
What are you talking about?
Behind us.
Huh? The car? So what?
Him.
Ah, you're crazy.
Him, I tell you. Following us.
Nobody's following us. Getting near a town. It's another car. So what?
Following us.
Shut up. I'll show you. Put on speed. Leave behind. I'll show you.
No. It's no good. Getting closer.
What?
Closer, I tell you.
No. Go best. It's not for us.
He's closer, Frank. He's closer.
You're crazy. You're trying to drive me crazy.
Frank, it is the red truck. It's him.
No, stop saying that.
Him.
No.
Rear vision here. Look in it. Faster! Go faster!
Yes.
Don't let him get me, Frank! Faster! He's getting closer! Faster!
I can't! Put down to the floor!
Faster!
Can't!
Frank, he's right behind us! Gonna ride over us!
Back! No!
On top of
that!
Frank! Turn the wheel! Frank! He can't drive! Over us!
Hello, Sergeant. This is Reardon. About that crash just outside No Galleys. Yeah. I've been all over it, and it still don't make sense. Empty road, no skid marks, no nothing. And it looks as if this sedan must have been the only car on the road. Yeah. And yet it's crushed flat like, well, like a 75-ton tank rolled over it. I'm telling you the truth, Sergeant. A whole automobile crushed flat like a tin can. And then it must have caught fire. No. What was left of them was burned to a crisp. Huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm coming in. One thing more, Sarge. And there's a funny thing. All around the car where we found it, there are hoof prints. Yeah. As sure as I'm standing here, I'm telling you the car was crushed flat, and the body's burned, and the marks like hoof prints burned in the road, like, well, like something walked around watching them burn. Okay. I was just telling you. It don't mean a thing to me. What the devil?
Mr. Obler.
Yes?
What was in that truck? Was it really, really?
Well, I can only repeat the title of tonight's story. What the devil?
It is later than you